perturbation to the extrinsic curvature. We finished last week by computing the perturbation to the intrinsic curvature. And then I was planning to do the gauge transformations, but I think I will go with my original plan to start computing the final perturbation equation so that we start seeing the master equations already. We'll do gauge transformations after couple of lectures because we don't need them right away. So let us compute the extrinsic curvature. So I want that you should see equation 32. And the equation 32, so what we want to prove What we want to compute is the perturbation in Kij. And this is to be derived from starting from this equation, that we have Hij0, which is equation 6 of Bardeen's review. So starting from here, now we will derive equation 32 of Bardeen's review. So that will give us the perturbation in the extrinsic curvature. Okay. So since we want it in the mixed form, one index up and one index down, so what I will do is I will compute the... So essentially what we have to do is we have to just plug in Hij, the perturbation in Hij, perturbation in the shift, and so on, and we just have to compute the perturbation from this equation. It's a very simple exercise, straightforward exercise. But what I'm going to do is, since I want to compute in not in Kij, but in something like Kik or Kij, a mixed form, I will already contract with these terms with Hjk. Okay, the full term. So that this is minus 2n of Kik. And then I will compute what are these terms. So let us focus on the first term. So I will call them term number 1. And that is our fifth term. Okay, so let us compute the first term. So we have Hjk, Hij0. And if I put Hjk, then Hjk, the with indices up, is gamma jk, which is a background part, and the perturbation to the background, which is of this form. Okay? And Hij0 will be simply, we will have an a square, and then we will have a gamma ij plus, similarly, 2 phi gamma I j plus 2 di dj gamma whole, and then derivative with respect to time 0. Okay, so this term remains as is. So let us compute that term, and if you do that, we get first the derivative acting on a square, which gives us 2a dot, and then the same thing, gamma ij plus 2 phi gamma ij plus 2 di dj gamma. And then the derivative acting on this bracket. So derivative doesn't act on gamma ij, it gives 0. But we get two terms from here. So we will get plus 2 a square gamma ij phi dot plus 2 a square di dj gamma dot. So this is what we have. Is it clear so far what we are doing? So we are computing, we are starting with this equation, which is equation 6 of Bardeen, which we have derived earlier. And then we are just computing this term. So hjk is this piece, hij is this piece, and we are taking derivative of hij with respect to time. So we get all these terms. Okay? And now we will contract this bracket with this bracket, but we'll only keep terms first order. Background and the first order terms. We will not keep the second order terms because we are working at linear perturbations. Okay? So, let us do that. So, you will see like some of the terms cancel. And if you keep the terms, so for example, what will happen is that, okay, let me write it here. So, full thing. So, this is equal to 1 over a square gamma jk minus 2 phi gamma jk minus 2 dj dk gamma. Okay. So now there is this bracket which has a background part and the first order perturbation, and then there are some background pieces here and rest are the, it is a background piece and the rest are the perturbations. Again, all in first order. So since we want to keep just the background and the first order, we will have gamma jk multiplying the whole of this, because this is the background, and the background multiplied with the background will again give the background term. Background going with the first order perturbation will again give only the first order term. But then when it comes to these two pieces will only multiply this piece, because this is the only background term. And when it multiplies the other terms, it gives second order terms. So we are going to neglect them. So if you do the calculation, which is just two-step calculation, this is your exercise for tutorial today. This is just two lines. Essentially one line, in fact. So you will get 2 a dot by a Kronecker delta ik plus 2 delta ik phi dot plus 2 di dk plus 2 a square di dk gamma dot. Okay, so as I was telling you earlier, so this is the answer for the first term, which we will have. Okay, so as I was telling you earlier, we have to be very careful with the notation that, unlike in some books, what we have is essentially our di is hij dj. In many books, they use gamma ij. So there is a factor of a square which will be different when you compare. So you have to be very careful with the factor of a square here. When you will do this calculation, you will have to take care of this fact. Okay, so now let us compute the term number 2. So here I am just saying that there is this first term, so you will get this bracket times this bracket, multiply both the brackets, just keep the background term and the perturbation. So the background term is just this now. It is devoid of any perturbation, and then if you keep just the first order perturbation, some terms will cancel, and then result will be these two terms only. Okay, so let us compute term number 2. So if you take term number 2, then this is nk hijk, and nk, okay, so let us write here. So the perturbation in the shift vector, if we look at the equation number 29 of Bardeen, then ni is a square di beta. And if you want to get nk, we use the full metric on the hypersurface, hki ni. And then you will get from here essentially 1 over a square gamma ki a square di beta, which will give you gamma ki di beta. But gamma ki di is not same as hki. So there is an a square difference between gamma ki and hki. So if I want to raise this, I will have a square dk beta. Because gamma ki is hki times a square. Okay? So just keep this in mind, that nk is a square dk beta. So nk is a square dk beta. So this is already first order in perturbation, nk. Okay? This is already first order. There is no background term in this. So this is the first term. And then hij k. So we let us write down hij. So we have a square gamma ij plus 2 phi gamma ij plus 2 di dj gamma. And then the derivative with respect to the spatial coordinates. So you see this term is 0. The reason is 0 at the first order. The reason is that if you take the derivative of this bracket with respect to the coordinates, the derivative only acts in a non-vanishing way on this term and this term, the second and the third term. But the second and third term are already first order in perturbation. And if you multiply with the first order in perturbation, you get a second order in perturbation. The only term which would have given you non-zero is if this acted on this, gave you non-zero. So what I want to say is that at first order, at linear order in perturbations, what we have is a square gamma ijk, and this is 0. So we get a 0. So the second term disappears at first order. So any questions still here? Like this is simple algebra. We just have to take care of the fact that we are looking at the background and the first order pieces, and we are just ignoring the second order terms, okay? The nonlinear perturbations. So now let us look at the third term. So the third term is. The third term I can write as I'm just changing the indices, so it's NMI some HMJ HJK, and then this term is going to give me A square DM beta and its derivative I. So this is the first term. I write nm and I take its derivative, and then I have hmj hjk. So I can again write down in this form gamma mj plus 2 phi gamma mj plus 2 dm dj gamma, and then this times 1 over a square again gamma jk minus 2 phi gamma jk and minus essentially like this term 2 phi gamma jk, and then you will get dj dk. Okay, so if you look at these two terms, which is the multiplication of these two, then since this term is already first order, we just have to look at the background term from this. Okay, so the contribution will come only from this piece, this multiplying this. Rest all of the terms will be first order perturbations, which multiplied with the first order will give you a nonlinear perturbation. Okay, so we just ignore them. So this will be, you can show, will be just a square dm beta I and then delta of km. But since, this will be just a square di dm beta. This is the final answer which you will get. Similarly, you can take the fourth term, and the fourth term will give you a very similar answer. So the fourth term is nk j hik and then hjk him hjm. I think I have made a, I am maybe using k twice, so there is a one index which is not right somewhere. Yeah, so there is a summation and there is another. So use for summation some other index. Okay, that is what is causing confusion here. So this will give a very similar term, and the which will be similar to this. So this will be, I think, if we write this term, so HMJ, okay, what I want to say is that if you add these two terms, so this is very similar. We are just changing the index, and eventually what you will get from the third and the fourth term is something which is twice of this, which will be 2 times a square di dk beta. We should have, okay, so there is an index issue here. So there is this k which is being summed over, but this k is free. So I think we should call it maybe m or something. This is m. We can fix it later on. It is clear, right? Like, what is the issue? So I think what we should do is, like, we should just wait. JK. Yeah. Once which is inside is summed over. That is right. So let us sum it over HIM. And then there is an HJK. So then we can redo these steps. Okay, so now the final piece is the fifth term, which is this. So let us see what this term is. So we have the last term, which is minus 2 times n kik. And now let us write it as, because n is n naught plus, so n is n naught 1 plus alpha, which is the perturbation in the lattice. So this term will be just minus 2 n naught kik. So not as 1 plus alpha. Yeah. And then this will be equal to plus twice n naught alpha h delta ik, where I'm using the definition of kik in terms of h. So there is a minus sign coming from there. Yeah. It is covariant. We have used that fact.
But what you've written is just partial, right?
So when the partial acts on the scalar beta, it's a covariant derivative.
But it's acting on B and beta.
So you can expand it. Okay, there will be a Christoffel. Yeah. No, yeah, but when you add di over dm beta, you have to do these steps, like it will turn out to be this. Okay, so we have used here kik equal to minus h delta ik. So we get this as the final term on the, which was this. So if you combine now this equation with all these equations, 1, 2, 3, 4, then what you get is So what you will get is, if you combine all these equations, you will get minus 2 n naught kik equals to 2a dot by a delta ki plus 2 delta ki phi dot plus 2 di tk gamma dot a square plus 2a square di dk beta minus 2 n naught alpha h delta ik. So now I can divide this. So this is the final answer you will get by combining all these terms. So you have to combine, you have to add 1, 2, 3, 4. And on the right hand side, you have these two terms. And then I can write down minus 2 n naught kik in this form. I just take this term on the left hand side here with this. So now I can just divide this by minus 2 n naught. And I get the answer. So then this equation implies that kik is minus h of delta ik, because h is a dot by n naught a in our notation. So this is equation number 20 of Bardeen. So this first term gives h, and then the other terms will give minus phi dot by n naught minus h alpha delta ki minus a square dk di by n naught gamma dot plus beta. So this gamma dot and beta, they combine, and this h alpha, it goes into here. So this is our equation for the full extrinsic curvature. So if you want to ask what is the perturbation, then this is the background term, because this is minus h delta ik, and this is the perturbation part. Delta of kik. And this gives us equation number 32 of Bardeen. Okay, so are there any questions so far? Like there was this index issue, but I think like we can, that is easy to fix. Okay, rest are just small steps here. The main idea is that you will get many terms if you, when you, whenever you are contracting the things. So you have to use the fact that we are just working at the linear order and take care of the background. That's all. Then the calculation becomes straightforward. You have to track sometimes some terms here and there, but eventually one gets the answer correctly. Okay, so this gives us the... So we have now derived the perturbation in the intrinsic curvature and the perturbation in the extrinsic curvature. And unlike the perturbation in the intrinsic curvature, which was depending only on phi, here we get the derivatives of phi and gamma. So it actually tells us about the flow, as the extrinsic curvature should have told us. So now what I want is that I want to keep deriving the perturbation equations for the Einstein equations. And my aim is that we should derive the equation 41 to 45 till tomorrow, till the end of the lecture tomorrow. So that will give us all the equations which we need, and then we can start doing physics with that. Okay? So let us derive equation 41. So the equation 41 is the, it comes from the perturbation of the spatial metric, which is equation 6. Okay. Okay, so let us start with so as we derived earlier, like in the previous lectures, we had the equation for the variation of the spatial metric, which we derived in the second class, and then we had intrinsic and extrinsic curvature and the variation with respect and the dynamical equation, equation 15. So now what we are going to do is, from all these equations, we are going to derive the equation coming from the variation of the spatial metric, which will be 41. Then we'll derive the perturbation of the Hamiltonian constraint. Then we'll derive perturbation of the momentum constraint and the perturbation from the dynamical equations. So that will complete all our perturbation equations. Okay? So let us start with the simplest. So we have HIJ0. This is the equation. This is equation number 6. Again. And we have NK HIJK plus NK I HIKJ plus NKJ. Okay, so let us compute the first term. HIJ0. And this is very simple. We have again a square gamma ij plus 2 phi gamma ij plus 2 di dj gamma. We just take its derivative with respect to time. And then we will just get, as we have computed just now, this is 2 a dot gamma ij plus 2 phi gamma ij plus 2 di dj gamma and plus 2 a square gamma ij phi dot plus 2 a square di dj gamma dot. So this is the first equation which we will need later on. And then again you can show, so this is exercise for the tutorial. We have just done this just now. But you can show that to the first order, to the first order in perturbations, nkhijk is 0. Okay? Because nk is already first order in perturbations. It is a squared di beta. And hijk has the background term, gamma ij, and then the first order. The derivative vanishes on the background term. That will give us 0. So this we have just checked. But this you can do it again. Similarly, you can show that we will get, this we also did right now, that nki hkj will be a4 di dk beta of gamma kj, and then we will have nk j hik will be a4 di dk beta of gamma kj, gamma k j. Sorry. Gamma ik. Okay, now the difficult part is the kij term. So let us do that. So now we want to compute this part. This is very similar to the exercise we have just done, but slightly different. So kij is, we can write down as hia and then kaj. Okay? The reason I'm writing this way is because we have just computed kaj in the previous calculation fully. So we know the answer, and we'll just take that answer and contract with hia, and then we'll get the full kij. That was the reason I'm doing this calculation just after this. So we have a square gamma ia plus 2 phi gamma ia plus 2 di da gamma. And then the answer which we just got is, this is minus h delta aj. Okay. Let us slow down. I didn't tell one very important thing. Let me write this, then I will tell you that what we are doing. So this can be written down as, so there is a new k. I don't know how to call it. I'll call it like this. Okay, this k. This k is kappa of Bardeen in equation 34. I'm writing it like this, this k. So you will get plus k by 3 delta j delta aj. So what is delta aj? And plus, I'll tell you what is chi. So this is again delta aj.
minus d a dj of chi.
Okay, so what these chi and k are, so chi by definition is a square by n naught gamma dot plus beta, and this k or kappa in Bardeen is minus 3 phi dot by n naught minus h alpha minus grad of chi. So the equation we just derived was kik equals minus h of delta ki minus phi dot by n naught minus h alpha delta ki minus a square dk di by n naught gamma dot plus beta. So we can rewrite this equation in this form. This is the plane. So using these definitions, for example, if you use this definition, a square by n naught gamma dot plus beta, you will just get the term which is here, dA dj chi. Similarly, so this term, which is here, is just kappa plus delta k, delta chi. Okay? So you get kappa by 3 and delta chi by 3 here. It's very simple. So these are the definitions of chi and kappa. When we talk about the gauge transformations, then their meaning will become very clear. But so far, they are just convenient redefinitions of of gamma dot, beta, and so on. They are very important quantities, as we will see in two lectures. Okay? So let us keep them like this. So now we have this equation, the kij, and then what you have to do is you have to multiply this kij with minus 2n, and minus 2n is minus 2n naught 1 plus alpha kij. Take this kij's expression, put it here, expand it to the first order. Okay? And the answer which you will get after two steps, which you can check again, you will get 2n naught a square h gamma ij minus 2n naught a square k by 3 gamma ij minus 2n naught a square by 3 delta chi gamma ij plus 2n naught di dj chi plus 4 phi n naught a square gamma ij h plus 4 n naught a square di dj gamma times h and plus 2 n naught alpha h gamma ij. It's slightly involved, just slightly. You have to take care of all the terms, but eventually you will get all these terms. You have to take this perturbation, compute that to the first order. That is why introducing chi and k are useful, because if I don't introduce them, then it becomes many more terms unnecessarily. Okay, so they are just convenient redefinitions for us right now. And they will be very important quantities, as we will see. Both of them. So this is our So we started with this equation. So this is our left hand, this is our right hand side, this full equation. And then we have computed these terms. Okay? So let us write them now. So this is, these are how many terms? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. That's good. So if we combine, so now we can see like there will be some terms which will cancel. So the left hand side is this plus this, and right hand side is this. So now we can see like there is this term, this full bracket, which is going to cancel from, cancel here, which has 2n naught a square h, because h is a dot by a n naught. So this bracket, this term, is 2n naught a square a dot n naught a, gamma ij. So this term is just 2a a dot gamma ij, which is this term here. Okay. Similarly, these terms and these terms will cancel from here. So let us see that, how it comes. So shall I erase this part, or shall I erase this, these equations? Okay, because I need some space. Okay, so we have, let us see, on the left hand side we will have 2a a dot gamma ij plus 2 phi, which is here, gamma ij plus 2 di dj gamma. Then we have these two terms, which are 2a square gamma ij phi dot. Then we have this term, 2a square di dj gamma dot. And then there were two terms which we erased, which were 2a square di dj beta. Okay, so this looks familiar, because this is just like chi. These two terms are same here as gamma dot plus beta. So we can write down, instead of them, 2n naught di dj chi. You can just see. It was a to the power 4. It should be a square. That is then not right. Because I, yeah, it was a 4 di dk. One of the k's was up. I have brought it down. Okay? So we have to take care of that factor always, a square. Okay, so we have this. And yeah, so okay, so this is this part. And then on this side, this is the, this is our full left hand side. So we got, so we had hij 0, hij 0. This term cancelled, this term gave a to the power 4 dk di. We bought one down, k index down, and we got a e square instead of that. And now on this side we will have that part. So you should see like I do it right, okay? Maybe. So I'm going to take 2a a dot. I'm going to take this term. Then I'm going to take I'm going to take this 4 phi term. Where is it? This term. And I'm going to take the di dj gamma h, this term. These three terms. And I can combine them. and then I will get gamma ij plus 2 phi gamma ij plus 2i dj di dj gamma from those three terms. Okay? Is it clear? I'm taking this term, and this term. These three terms. And I'm combining them like this using the definition of H, which is A dot by A n naught. Then I have other terms, which are minus 2 n naught A square K by 3 gamma ij, which is just this second term. Then I have minus 2 n naught by 3 A square delta chi of gamma ij, which is the third term. And then I have plus 2 n naught di dj chi and plus 2 n naught alpha h gamma ij. So let us see. So we have, we took this as h 2aa dot gamma ij, which gives the first term. Then this is 2aa dot, this is just 4aa dot gamma ij phi, which is this. And then we have this going here, and then the other terms are with the right signs. Okay, so now it is clear what we are doing. So this whole term cancels with this term on both sides. Then we have 2n naught di dj chi cancelling with this 2n naught di dj chi here. And then we have some terms which will not cancel. So this is not going to cancel, this is not going to cancel, this is not going to cancel, and neither this. Good. So now, which implies that we have 2a square gamma ij phi dot is minus 2n naught a square k by 3 gamma ij then we will have minus 2n naught by 3 a square delta chi gamma ij. And then we will have plus 2 n naught alpha h of gamma ij. Okay, so let us divide this expression by 2n naught. So this is going to give us missed some factor here of a square, which is not right. Yeah. Yeah, so my claim is this term also has an a square, which we have missed. The reason is that we had, yeah, there is an a square multiplying all the terms. The reason is that we had, somebody should have tracked it. We have an a square here multiplying all the terms, and when we have HIA, it gives n naught of 1 plus alpha. So a term with alpha also has an a square with it. We have just missed it in the in writing it. Okay? So there is a square here, and there is a square multiplying this here. And then what we get is we divide this by 2n0a², this expression. So if we do that, then we get phi dot by n naught gamma ij. We can even forget about gamma ij from all the terms because it is common. So we will get phi dot by n naught equal to minus k by 3 plus h alpha minus delta chi by 3. This is the final answer which we will get. Which is our equation number 41. So equation 41 is phi dot by n naught equal to h alpha minus k by 3 minus delta chi by 3. Okay? So I'm sorry, like when we took this kij, since I didn't write all the steps. So there is a n naught 1 plus alpha, and there is a square with all the terms. So when we wrote all the terms on this side, we always had an a square. We had an a square times h. That is why we got 2aa dot. And then there is an a square multiplying all the terms here and so on. And that a square took care of this di dj part also. Yeah. So that a square brought one index down in di dj. Okay, so we have derived our first master equation, which is this. So this is the equation for which we derived from the way the metric hij is related to kij. So we just perturbed it, and we found the left-hand side. There was this kij part for which we used the result which we just derived, what it is. And we rewrote in terms of the Bardeen's these extra variables, chi and kappa. And then we get this. So what this equation corresponds to, which we'll see later on in the course, is the equation for, well, this will combine with one of the equations to give you the equation for the psi double prime, which you must have seen. Okay? So now what is left? Maybe we should start the calculation, or do you guys have some questions here? No questions? Nothing is clear. It is just algebra at the moment. But unless we derive all these equations, we will not be able to go to the next step. So do you guys want the derivation of all the equations? So we have to derive, our aim is to get 42, 43, 44, and 45, which are the full master equations. And then we will do the gauge transformations, and then things will become very clear. So starting from these equations, for example, if you will go to the Newtonian gauge or the synchronous gauge, then you will get the equations which you have already must have seen in the last cosmology course. Okay? So this is the primary equation which hasn't assumed any gauge so far. So you can put your favorite gauge here, and then you can get the synchronous gauge or whatever. So my question is, like, do we want that we should derive all 42, 43, 44, 45, or you want to do one as a homework, or not to do one at all, just assume it? What is the... Because time is limited. That is... Sorry? Sorry, what is the statement?
Maybe they like to do this during homework.
Oh, you want this in the homework? No? You see, the problem is that these calculations are, once you present them, they become straightforward. But if you have to do it yourself, sometimes you have to think which term is going to cancel with what, so that I get that answer. So that is why maybe in that homework, that since I didn't give you all the hints, maybe that is why it is tricky. But I think you should do it. Keep trying. I think some of you must have done it already, or maybe all of you must have done it already. So I don't want to give you one of these equations as a homework because it doesn't serve much purpose. And I think like the best strategy will be that we may just assume that one equation is true. And if you want a proof, I can give you the proof about it. Okay? Because doing this from scratch, like for example, equation 45 may take many hours just to figure out some terms. Okay, so I think maybe let us stop here today. And we will do, what I will do tomorrow, my plan will be to do equation 42, 43, and 44. And then 45 we will not do. 45 we will just assume, because 45 is also the longest one to do. And if somebody wants, I can do it separately. Or I can give sufficient hints how to do it. And then we haven't done some equations. Okay, but after we do this tomorrow, we are going to do gauge transformations. So this will be much more relaxing for a few lectures. We will just understand different gauges and different kinds of transformation properties for various variables. And then it will become clear what is the use of this chi and this k. Their natural interpretation will be clear. What we didn't do was the matter equations, which are equation 11 and 12. If you please see in Bardeen's paper. So those equations, and then equation 46 and 47, and some parts of very wonderful physics will be done by Neil. So he will take Friday class, and then Monday and Tuesday. Okay? So he will cover, I will cover the gravity part for the perturbation equations, all gravity equations. He will do all matter equations. And then he will have sufficient, we would have done sufficiently broad to start doing the physics already. So he will already give you many nice properties about curvature perturbation and so on. So he was supposed to take one lecture in the middle of the week, but I think it is, since we haven't finished some parts, so I think it is better we finish the gravity part, and then he will do the matter part. Okay? And then after those lectures, we will come back to Bardeen's paper, and we will do some short applications in the Newtonian or synchronous gauge, and we will see how far we can go in the last three lectures. But Neil's lectures will already give you quick physical insights using all these equations. Okay? So he is going to do the matter equation. So he will cover the equation 11 and 12, because I think even in numerical relativity course, they were not fully derived. So he will give them, he will give you a derivation of that. Then he will derive for you 46, 47, which are the perturbation equations to those equations. And then he will discuss some applications.